Details sketchy in search for missing crew of downed fighter jets near Strait of Hormuz. By Lowell Coffeylaw on April 4, 2026. A pilot was safely recovered after an A-10 Warthog aircraft crashed near the Strait of Hormuz on Friday. News outlets reported, though it remains unclear what its mission was at the time of the incident. Up-to-date reporting in the Iran conflict, which often relies on unnamed sources, remains subject to the fog of war. The New York Times reported unnamed U.S. officials did not say what caused the Warthog to go down. However, CBS News reported Saturday morning that the A-10 took enemy fire during a search and rescue mission for the missing second crew member of a U.S. F-15E fighter jet shot down over Iran earlier Friday. It has been widely reported that the pilot of the F-15 ejected and was rescued by American forces. The second crew member, a weapons system officer, remains missing and is the subject of an intense search mission, according to Pentagon sources. The A-10 Warthog was part of the search and rescue mission when it took fire and was damaged, CBS reported. The A-10 pilot ejected over the Persian Gulf and was recovered, according to the network. Fox News, however, is reporting only the Warthog simply crashed. The pilot was recovered, and the exact location of the incident remains unclear. The network did not report it was part of a rescue effort or that it came under fire. Meanwhile, NBC reported the A-10 Warthog was part of the search and rescue mission for the missing crew member, and after it was struck by enemy fire, the aircraft made it to Kuwaiti airspace. The pilot ejected, according to the network, and the jet went down in Kuwait. Also, two U.S. military Black Hawk helicopters involved in the search and rescue efforts were also struck by Iranian fire, but the crews were unharmed, NBC reported. Fox News, however, that incident resulted in some casualties. Fox's longtime Pentagon correspondent Jennifer Griffin reported the choppers looking for the missing crew member came under enemy fire, sustained damage, and some crew members were reportedly injured, but the aircraft were able to land safely. Meanwhile, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, IRG, claimed it shot down the F-15 and circulated photos and video on social media and on Iranian state news outlets showing wreckage of the jet in one of the aircraft's ejection seats. Early in Operation Epic Fury, three U.S. F-15s were shot down over Kuwait when they came under friendly fire, but there were no casualties in that incident. Air and Space Force magazine reported the low number of significant losses of U.S. aircraft so far in the Iran conflict needs to be put in context considering thousands of combat sorties already flown. The Aerospace magazine pointed out current losses were virtually non-existent compared to the significant number of aircraft lost to enemy fire in previous wars, including 1,700 fixed-wing losses in Vietnam. Contributor Lowell Coffeylaw is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffeylaw.com for more.